Thank you, Reggie and Mayu. Sometimes we look around us and we don't like what we see. We agonize over our life experience and then we question our decisions. We wonder what our life would have been like if we had taken a different path rather than the one that we chose. We might even play what it is that I call those what-if games. It works like this. What if I had decided to move to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, rather than to Washington, D.C.? Would I have liked it better? Would I have been happier? I will never know. Some of you may consider what might have happened if you had chosen a different occupation. For sure, you would not have the same boss that you have now, and you might consider that to be a plus. But really, would that job have been a better fit? Would you have been more satisfied in that work? Well, you know, you never will know for sure, because you did not take that path. Others may contemplate their choice of a spouse. The high school sweetheart seemed to be the right one at the moment. But now there are times when you are not so sure. And you begin to wonder what your life would have been like if you had waited to make your decision. Would you have met someone else at work, perhaps in your social circle, that might have been a little more compatible? Now I admit, it's fascinating and it's entertaining to play the what-if game. But the important thing to remember is that it is just a game. We can never know how something would have worked out that we didn't do. Nor can we go back and remake our decisions to see if they can work out differently. Now, I find it quite interesting that when we play the what-if games, we always put a positive spin on what it is we think would have been the outcome. We're just so certain our life would have been much better if we had just made that other choice. Well, why do we act this way? What makes us think that we would have been happier in a different location or a different occupation? Maybe we would have been, but then again, maybe not. I think that what is happening is here that in our time of dissatisfaction, we are looking for a way out. We don't like what we see when we look around us, and really sometimes we would like to simply be someplace else. We must understand that to get us out of where we are, it really isn't necessary to analyze past decisions. Just leave them alone. The choices that we make now, they apply to this moment. This day is the day of decision. It has nothing to do with what we might have chosen to do in past times. I know many individuals who spend a great deal of time contemplating past actions, wishing that they had chosen a little bit more wisely. But don't you see, thinking in this way, it just keeps us stuck in that what-if game, and it really is not helpful to do that. So what exactly do we do? When we find us in a place of discontent, how do we keep from sliding back to that place of past decisions to try to find out what went wrong? Well, I think that first of all, we need to have a little more confidence in what it is that we choose to do. I mean, I do think that most of us consider our options before deciding in a particular way. And at that time, we do feel that we have chosen wisely. I know very few people who decide to choose the option they consider to be the wrong one. Most people go with the one they consider to be the right one. And then, having done that, from this point on, our time and our energy should be devoted to its success. Let us take that time we spend playing the what-if games and direct it to what it is we have chosen to do. Rather than spend time worrying about that road not taken, let us turn our attention to the one we did take. Time spent agonizing over that job offer we did not accept affects the quality of our work in the job we did accept. Let us apply our talents to the benefit of that company that did hire us. And then let us do the work required of us to the best of our ability. Thinking about that individual you could have married, the one that got away. It affects the relationship you have with the one that you did marry. Devote your time and energy to the success of this marriage. It is where you are at the time. And remember, the day of decision is this one. At any time, we may turn in a different way and decide to honor that place where we find us. We honor where we find us by giving everything that we have to the success of what it is we are doing at that moment. Now, we also understand that when we make our decisions, we do so with the information that is available to us at the time. We also know that things do not stay the same. So it is also true that not every choice that we have made will work out for us in the long run over a period of time. And we will be forced to choose another option. But when this happens, we will consider the new information in making our determination. And then we will do what it is we think is best at the moment. If it seems appropriate to change jobs or make a move in some way, we'll do so. It will be done based on the feeling that it was the right thing to do. Remember the act of decision. It does not happen just now and then or way back when. Every day is a time of decision. Each day we will be called upon to consider what is required of the moment. Now, thinking plays an important role in our decision making. We are always thinking about something. Our results are the conclusions we formulated in our time of thinking. So we consider this process to be important. But let us also remember that we are the thinker, which means that we're greater than our thoughts. We can pick and choose what gets our attention. We alone decide where are we going to place our focus. It is our decision. And this applies to every aspect of our life. Even our spiritual life requires something of us. Yes, there are decisions to be made concerning our idea about religion, about life, and then again about our personal relationship with God. At some point, I think that each one of us who's here this morning, we decided to seek out a spiritual teaching. Our intent was to learn about truth and then to live according to that understanding. Now, I think that we do these things because the Bible reminds us to choose ye this day whom you will serve, God or man, flesh or spirit. It's our decision to make. What this means is that we choose either to place our trust and our faith in the infinite, invisible, or we choose to rely on that man of the earth, the one whose breath is in his nostrils. It means that we are either knowing truth or not knowing truth. We are choosing either those treasures laid up in heaven or the ones of the world that speak of corruption. But you see, either way, we are the ones setting a law in motion, one that either rewards us or punishes us. God does not punish or reward. Remember the Bible verse, "Choose ye this day." It means that God does not do the choosing. God gave us our identity. Its name is Christ. And when we live from our infinite nature, we are in control of our destiny because of our oneness with God. Now truly, it is every man's and every woman's destiny to know themselves according to their divine name. It may take us eons of time to really come to the true understanding of who and what we are. But do so we must. It is the only state of consciousness that brings true satisfaction and fulfillment. Now, for a moment, I want to go back to that place of dissatisfaction, you know, the one that caused us to question our decisions. Usually when we are not at peace with ourselves, it is because we find us lacking in some way. Might have to do with supply, maybe health. Perhaps we are lonely and we desire companionship. Maybe we are simply dissatisfied with us because we did not meet those expectations that we had set for ourselves. And now we are so certain that life is just passing us by. Whatever it is, we are not happy with what it is we see when we look around us. Then we remind ourselves of the Bible verse that tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. All of these things shall be added unto you. Many times it is this Bible verse that gets us seeking in a spiritual way for what it is we've not been able to find in a material way. You see, we are just so certain that those added things apply to a better human condition. Basically, we are thinking in terms of a spiritual God that manifests as human fulfillment. So at first, our prayer might be that God bring us the things that meet the need of the individual. We have forgotten that this kingdom we are to seek above all else is a spiritual one. And let us remember whose kingdom it is. God is spirit, and he must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So what is the spiritual equivalent of the added things? I think the spiritual equivalent of the added things is wholeness. Wholeness cannot be divided. It is complete in itself. But we must be in God's kingdom to be conscious in this way. Now Jesus told us that the kingdom of heaven, it is within us. It's really within our own consciousness. To live the spiritual way of life, we acknowledge within our own being that in going to God, we seek only God realization. It is God realization that appears as the added thing. But let us not think of this in a material way because, you see, God does not give us things. Released from the claims of the world, lack, inharmony, sickness, poverty, it comes with the complete realization of God. You see, there are no added things in God because God is the thing itself. And I think this is so important. God is the thing itself. God is harmony. God is health, wholeness, peace, and love. Our founders told us God is all in all. In our time of prayer, we may simply say, God is. Become still and receive the blessings of His infinite presence. When we live and practice this way of life, you know, there will come a time when we desire nothing from God, but desire only the realization of God. At some point, it dawns in our consciousness that everything we will ever need is contained right within our own being. And remember, we seek the spiritual equivalent of the abundant life, and not what it is that the world might call it. The treasures we keep in heaven, they are not the gold and the silver that the world values. The treasures of heaven, they do not contain the stocks and the bonds of the financial world, nor do they hold the praise bestowed on us in a material way. The only recognition we wish to hear is, this is my child, in whom I am well pleased. The treasures of heaven are not formed, they have value in the heart. This is why we must choose whom it is we will serve. And yes, it will require a decision on our part. But let us not delay. Today is the day of decision. Now, I guess you might say that we are seeking an experience of God, and then just let it be. Let us not form any concepts or ideas about any of it. The creative activity goes before us, expressing without our help and our suggestions. Now I know it's not easy for us to depend on an inner activity, one that at one point in our lives we did not even know it existed. And then it's even harder for us to trust it to do the work. We are asked to leave behind our concepts of health, happiness, fulfillment, of harmony. Because you see, our prior understanding of these things contained knowledge of their opposites. We knew about health, but then we also knew about disease. We knew about supply, but we also experienced lack. We were all over the place in our choosing, not able to decide whom we would serve, God's wholeness, or man's acceptance of duality. And we will continue in this place of indecision until we have a complete realization of God. But remember, it is every man's and every woman's destiny to know themselves according to their divine name. But this knowledge, it does not come from outside us. It comes from within our own being. And it cannot be rushed. Who decides when we are ready to receive the treasure stored in heaven? Who may enter the storehouse and receive the blessing? They're freely given. But only the child of God may claim them. The child of the world, he will not know of these things. So what will you do with this day of decision? When we choose to serve, let it be God we serve and not man. When we do this, it means that our only decision concerns our relationship with God. When we accept that spiritual status to be ours, we also accept the responsibility to be led by Spirit. And then one fine day, we will discover there are no more decisions to be made. Having chosen to serve God, there are no more choices to consider. Now it is no longer a matter of deciding this or that, no more indecision. Serving God is a matter of listening with the inner ear and then following its guidance. Since we're still living in this world, there will be times when we continue to look around us and not like what we see. The child of the world, he may be tempted to do something about it. But we now know us as the child of God, and we know the truth of us and the truth of our fellow man. We also know the nature of the world, and we allow it to fulfill its purpose. It is the function of the world to provide the contrast of experience in order for us to learn the true meaning of our existence. So let the world alone. Appearance belongs to the world, and it changes according to the beliefs of the day. God gave us his only begotten Son. This Son is the Christ of each one of us. To serve God is to be one with the plan of eternal life. Let us devote ourselves to its success. Remember, true success is God realization. Let us rise to that place in consciousness. God did not send us into this world to fend for ourselves. There is no place where God ends and man begins. This is the true relationship, and we may live it. But first we must know that this is so. Let us take a few moments, become still, and feel his presence. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? In a time of stillness, we find us in a place of peace, a place of serenity. There are no thoughts to disturb us. The temple within is the dwelling place of the Most High. We go there to be alone with God. The realization comes. I, in the midst of you, am holy. And then we allow this I to show us the way. This I in the midst of us is our holy name, and it remembers from whence it came. To choose the spiritual life is to be willing to be led by spirit, to allow the presence within to direct our paths. The personal act of decision is, speak, Lord. I am listening. Be still and know is the way of release. As we leave the temple of the Most High, we carry with us the awareness of God's presence. Regardless of where we find us, it is there. It is there because we carry it with us in consciousness. No one can take this from us. What is ordained of God is holy, and no one can change that. So let us choose this day to serve the Lord, so that we may enter the storehouse and receive his blessings. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.